Okay, I'm going to take roll here. This is a pre-hearing conference in MUP 17.001. And so, first of all, Mr. Lowney, are you there?
I am.
All right, Ms. Kaler?
Yes.
All right, Ms. Brennan?
I'm here, thank you.
All right, and Ms. Anderson?
Yes, I'm here, thank you.
Ms. Craig?
Yes, I am here.
Very good, thank you very much. All right, so in this pre-hearing conference, what I want to do, first of all, is discuss clarification of the issues before we get to the scheduling issues that Mr. Lowney raised in his. Did you all get his letter that he sent out? I got it this morning on scheduling.
Yes. This is Christy Craig. I received it.
Okay. If anybody didn't, please say so. All right. So the issues, there's a motion for clarification that's been filed by the applicant, and I also in the pre-hearing order asked, or in the notice of pre-hearing conference asked that you clarify issues. So let's set a date for that. If you want to go through the issues today and clarify, we can do that, but I think it's more productive to have the parties who asked to have it clarified talk about what they're looking for, and then Mr. Lowney, you can have an opportunity in about a week to file a clarification of issues. So I guess we'll start with Ms. Kaler and Mr. McCullough, since it's your motion. I'm sorry, Ms. Kaler, I can't hear you. It's better, yes.
Okay. In our motion, we have identified the issues that we believe require clarification in order for the parties to be able to understand the claim and to provide a response. It would be helpful, I can go through those issues, but they are specifically identified in our motion.
Okay.
I would just ask if there are any questions about any of the issues that we have.
And that's what I was going to ask. Mr. Lowney, do you have any questions about those requests for clarification?
No, I think it was pretty specific, and we could certainly submit a response to that on the week schedule that you mentioned.
Okay. So, Ms. Courtney, were you, or Ms. Kayla, were you going to say something?
No, I think that process makes sense to do a
okay, so why don't we say that will be in on the second of February. All right. We're getting a lot of feedback here from somebody. Mr. Lowney and Ms. Brennan, the constitutional issues that you raise, I can tell you right now that I don't have any jurisdiction over them, and I will be dismissing those.
Your Honor, this is Bill Lowney. I have seen some of your decisions where you do address constitutional issues specifically about the notice, and it was in reliance upon those decisions that we decided we would include that.
I don't know that I've ever issued a decision with a constitutional issue resolved on notice. I'm not sure how far back you were looking. There are specific places in the code where we are empowered to decide a constitutional issue. For example, in tax cases, the code incorporates in one place the Commerce Clause. In situations that involve the Seattle Department of Transportation and use of the right-of-way for First Amendment purposes, there is a code section that incorporates the First Amendment. So I don't see how in this situation where we don't have the Constitution incorporated into the code that we have jurisdiction to decide those issues. But I'm sure those will be included in the motion to dismiss, which we're going to get to next. I'm sure there are going to be pre-hearing motions, maybe on both sides. And so I will address the issue in those motions. So let's move on. Oh, first of all, I also wanted to say, Mr. Lowney and Ms. Brennan, the standard of review that you have included in your appeal that talks about arbitrary and capricious and not supported by substantial evidence, that's not the standard of review in this case. And so I just want you to be aware of that. We're talking about something that's given substantial weight, and so it's essentially the clearly erroneous standard. I'm asking my questions first. Everyone else can ask theirs later. The appellants, you say at the end, the appellants reserve the right to amend these objections based upon information obtained through discovery. Our rules allow a period of 10 days from the date of filing to amend, and the examiner has the discretion to decide whether you can amend during that period of time. There's no opportunity to amend after that. So the issues that are in this appeal are the issues that we're going to be considering. Let's talk about pre-hearing motions. I'm going to ask first from the department, King County, and the applicant as to whether you have motions that you plan to bring. Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Lack of what?
Lack of jurisdiction.
I'm sorry, I missed that again. Can you speak up into your speaker, please?
And actually, this is Christy Craig from King County. I can't hear Ms. Taylor. I'm sure I won't have any disagreement with what she has to say, but I'm hearing maybe every fifth word.
Courtney Taylor, thank you. I have now picked up the headset, the handset. And I will talk into it.
That is much, much better. I can hear everything now.
Okay, go ahead, Ms. Taylor.
So we will be bringing a motion to dismiss a number of issues on jurisdictional grounds, and in addition, motions to dismiss claims as a matter of law.
Okay. Can you go through those if you know them now?
Sure. I can go through those at this point. As to the issues that we requested clarification, we may be moving for dismissal on some of those issues depending on how they're clarified.
Okay.
But the issues were not numbered in the appeal. I guess I will just summarize the ones that we are intending to move to dismiss at this time. And obviously, we reserve the right to add issues to our motion before we file it. But starting from the top of the amended objections to land use decision, we would intend to move for dismissal of the constitutional issues related to notice. Has been discussed. We would intend to move to dismiss a number of the subparts of the paragraph that begins the new SEPA analysis, specifically the change in public policy and information about the impact of J-Link use.
Can I stop you there, Ms. Kaler?
Yes.
It sounds as if one of the parties that's on the call is moving a lot of things around right next to a speaker. So if you could move those things away from the speaker, I'd appreciate it. All right. Go ahead, Ms. Kaler.
In addition, the new information about the need for jail would not be a secret issue. The final item, failure to comply with the substantive criteria of the land use code, is something that we've requested for clarification on, but believe is likely either not a SEPA issue or regardless, not something that examiner has jurisdiction over. Moving along to the next paragraph, starting the mitigation imposed under SEPA. Again, the first item there, crime and impacts of incarceration, not a secret issue. Skipping down, failure to comply with the land use code, not a secret issue, and also likely not something the governor has jurisdiction over. paragraph that begins, the city's position is inconsistent with the city's social justice policies. We don't believe the examiner has jurisdiction over those claims. Moving to the next page, at the top, the paragraph beginning with the project failed to comply with substantive criteria. The final three paragraphs in the amended objections appear to be duplicative of some of the other claims, and so to the extent that they are duplicative of other claims that have identified as subject to a motion to dismiss, we would also be in the motion to dismiss.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone else going to be bringing a pre-hearing motion?
This is Christy Craig for King County. King County anticipates bringing a motion on similar issues, if not joining Ms. Kaler's motion. The county may also wish to address the parties that have been listed as appellants and whether or not those folks have qualified under the examiner rules at this point as appellants in this appeal. I still could not hear much of what Ms. Kaler was saying, but I do anticipate that our issues will be largely the same as the applicant's issues.
Okay. That's strange, since when she picked up the headset, I was able to hear her very well.
I could at first, but I have a sense. I have a pretty good sense of
okay.
My sense was similar to Ms. Craig's. I struggled to hear the latter part of the description of the issues they would be appealing, or excuse me, challenging.
And this is?
Okay, thank you. It appears I'm having some issues with my telephone, and I apologize for that. Would it be possible to call us back at our main number, and we will take this call from a different phone?
I would have to start all over.
Okay.
And since you've already gone, I was doing this primarily for the appellants to be able to hear you. And Mr. Lowney, did you hear her? Mr. Lowney?
Yes, I'm muting myself, but I did hear everything.
Okay, so you can share that with your co-counsel.
Yes, I can.
All right, so other pre-hearing motions that anyone expects to bring?
This is Liza Anderson, okay. Representing the department. We anticipate bringing some motions to dismiss that are similar to several of those raised by Ms. Kaler.
Okay. All right.
Are there any that are not similar?
Not at this time. It depends on your clarification of issues. There's a possibility that the department may bring a motion with respect to the issue that starts with the city and county improperly piecemealed the project in violation of SEPA. That will depend on your clarification, though. If you'd like to clarify now, that would be great, or you can wait until next week.
Yeah, I'll deal with that, respond to that with the others. Thank you.
Okay. Excuse me. All right. Any pre-hearing motions from anyone else? Okay.
Well, we do anticipate bringing pre-hearing motions, but more along the lines of dispositive motions for the appellants that would address what we think will be dispositive issues. But frankly, we need to do a certain amount of discovery, as we said in the letter, before we're able to address them.
Okay. Then let's go ahead and talk about the schedule, I think, next. Because I don't know that anybody, I know some of you might be able to address witnesses and number of witnesses at this point. I don't know if all of you will. Let's talk about the schedule. I can tell you, Mr. Lowney, I had a very different schedule worked out, as you might guess. And I'm trying to find your letter. Okay.
Okay.
to start out, I can tell you there's no way that we're going to have a hearing in July. It's got to be before that. So let's first talk about the order of this schedule. First of all, let me ask the applicant and the other parties, the departments, both King County and City, did you have an opportunity to perhaps work out an alternative schedule, or do you agree with this schedule? I'll hear from the applicant first and then go around to the departments.
This is Courtney Taylor. I'll try and speak loudly enough that everybody can hear me here. We have some concerns about this schedule in addition to just the overall duration. Our motions to dismiss do not require discovery before we bring them, and in fact, we don't think it's appropriate to have discovery before they're resolved because they may eliminate a number of the issues in the case.
Okay, I'm going to ask that whomever is typing move the keyboard away from the speaker. And what about for King County?
King County would concur with the applicant's submission, and King County would also note that the appellants have engaged in previous appeals related to this project, so they have already obtained a large amount of information from the county, and both in the tax payer lawsuit in Pierce County as well as in a previous challenge to one land use decision here in King County Superior Court. So we don't see the need for extensive discovery at all.
Okay, and for the department?
Your Honor, if I might address.
No, you may not yet. We'll get to that. For the department?
Yes, Liza Anderson for the department. We too would like to have the hearing scheduled well before July and concur with King County that it doesn't appear as though a lot of discovery or any discovery would be needed for these narrow issues that are on appeal.
Okay. Mr. Lowney, what were you going to say? You're talking about the scope of discovery, I assume.
Yes. We actually see this case as very different. First of all, just responding to King County, while there have been several cases that have been filed on other matters, her statement that there was previous discovery is incorrect. There hasn't been any discovery. There has been some public records requests, but they ended about 18 months ago. So we would be doing discovery on what's occurred in the last 18 months. We'd also be doing depositions. I think it's important to recognize, the hearing examiner recognize, that it is very unclear to the appellant and I think the public exactly what has been approved here. There's a lot of different information that's inconsistent, but we're working with experts and working with our clients to try and identify and clarify as requested. But certainly taking a look at some of the larger issues in the case, including the granting of waivers or necessary waivers. Those are issues that we have no information about. And so we think that there's going to be sort of two waves of discovery from our perspective. One is some really quick trying to figure out exactly what the City of Seattle approved and what they considered in their approval. And then we're going to be looking at the documents that we request, and then we're going to be asking deposition questions related to those so that we can find out exactly what the justification for the project is, what the factual legal basis for the exemptions are, etc.
Okay. The motions that have been discussed this morning are not, you're talking about factual issues, and the motions that have been discussed this morning are legal issues. jurisdictional issues and other matters of law. To the extent that those motions are actually concerning matters of law and jurisdiction, which is also obviously a matter of law, I would like to see the motions filed by the 2nd of February, the responses by the 13th of February, and the reply by the 17th of February. After that, we can talk about, we can talk now about dealing with a schedule for discovery. So if anyone has problems with that, let me know right now. Okay, so let's move on then and talk about a discovery schedule with whatever is left of the case after we get these issues of law taken care of. It seems to me that you're talking about, okay, so let's talk about discovery period. I know what you're asking for, Mr. Lowney. What do the other parties think as far as needs for discovery and time and all of that? You'll get the decision on the legal issues from me at the end of February.
This is Courtney Kaler. As the examiner knows, there is not typically extensive discovery in hearing examiner appeals.
Oh, that's not what I know at all. It depends on the case.
Yes. In this case, I'm not seeing anything that would warrant extensive discovery. Obviously, we would need to see Mr. Lowney's discovery request before making any specific responses, but that's my initial feeling.
Okay.
at this point, we don't anticipate specific discovery requests. We reserve the right if things develop in the direction that we feel we need some limited discovery to do it, but at this point, we are not anticipating discovery.
Okay, does anyone have a different opinion other than the appellants, which I already know? All right. I'm having trouble shuffling my own papers here, just a minute. So let's talk about a discovery period then of, well, obviously, Mr. Lowney, you can get started with it in February, but I'm going to say, let's say that there will be discovery in March. A date for disclosure of exhibits and witnesses will be April 3rd. And that's going to be the final, and it's not the preliminary, it's the final, so get it right.
Your Honor?
Yes?
One issue that I just want to flag, just so you understand the sort of scope of documents. When we ask for previous public records requests around this project, King County provided us with a batch of 60,000 pages. And we just want to flag now that we're going to get our requests out within the next week, as we said, but we are concerned that the county and the city are not going to be able to respond too quickly, and that they are also going to provide us with documents in a fashion that make it very time-consuming. We hope that's not the case, that we want to flag it, because if it is, then we're going to have to be coming back to you, because we can only review so many documents in a day.
I understand that, but my schedule that I have going on in my head here is based upon the fact that this case has a couple of things that can be appealed. One is SEPA, and you obviously have some issues that are related to SEPA in your appeal. And the other is the modifications. And so that's quite different than you're asking the county for information about the project. I expect to see, or I would expect you to give them more tailored requests so that they could then get to those in a more timely fashion, because we're talking about the issues in this case, not the entire project. So at this point, the date for disclosure of witnesses and exhibits is going to be the 3rd of April. And
this is Courtney Kaler.
Yes.
We request that a staggered set of deadlines for disclosure of witnesses and exhibits in this case.
I can understand that. Yes. Okay. The 3rd is the deadline for the appellants and the applicants and everybody else will be the 10th.
And, Your Honor, we would want to be able to, if there was something that was strictly in reply, to be able to disclose those.
As far as exhibits and then witnesses go?
Yes.
All right. 417. All right. So other than that, do we need anything other than a hearing date?
Your Honor,
yes.
We have asked that for other dispositive motions, that we will be filing dispositive motions on the merits. You know, we suggested also a schedule for that because we thought that made sense.
Okay.
To occur after discovery, but before in enough time so that Your Honor can decide them before the hearing.
All right. So in this schedule, where are you proposing to put that? Before the disclosure of witnesses and after discovery, or?
I would say that by...
That seems to make sense to me because then you know what you're left with and you can gear your witnesses and exhibits to that once the dispositive motion is taken care of.
I think that if we're doing discovery through March, we could file our dispositive motion by the April 10th deadline.
All right. Then let's scratch the dates that we just did for disclosure of witnesses and exhibits. And that's the appellant's dispositive motion by April 10th. Response. Can you do it by the 19th? Can anyone not do it by the 19th? How about that?
The department cannot do it by the 19th.
How long do you need?
I am scheduled to be out from the 10th to the 18th, so to the 21st, about the 21st.
Well, sure. Okay. And replies 27th or 8th. How about the 28th, Mr. Lowney and Ms. Brennan?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So then disclosure of witnesses and exhibits from the appellant. Wait a minute. You want to know what I think about your motion. Okay. Let's see. Let me grab a calendar that goes past. All right. Okay, I will intend to get a decision out by the 10th, if not before. Witnesses and exhibits then from the appellant, 17th, May 17th, May 24th for the applicant and the departments, and May 31st for, no, wait a minute, you don't need that long for a reply. May 29th for the appellants, if you have someone in reply. So the hearing then will be June 12th. And I don't know now what numbers of witnesses and exhibits you might have then, especially witnesses. Well, let me ask the departments first. Do you anticipate, I'm sure you do anticipate experts, if you have any sense at all as to how many?
Possibly, probably at least four.
And that was the department? Okay, what about King County?
Depending upon what issues are left in the case, I would say 4 to 6.
Applicant?
As well, it will depend on what issues are left in the case, but 3 to 5.
Okay. So what I will do is I will leave open on the calendar June 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th. And that may shrink as we go through the various dispositive motions. Is there anything else that we need to cover today?
Nothing from King County.
All right.
This is Courtney Kaler. There was just one other process issue we wanted to clarify with regard to service on the appellants. We wanted to confirm that service on Mr. Lowney is service on all of the appellants.
At this case, that is true. It is possible that some groups may decide to represent themselves separately, but at this moment, and until we notify you differently, we will accept service for all the appellants.
Thank you.
Okay. Anything else that we need to cover? All right, I will get you a pre-hearing order that has all of the dates and everything in it. If you see anything that you think is wrong, let me know right away, and I will correct it. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Examiner.
Bye.
Thank you.